The afternoon. Not a washout day, just very scattered and light, expecting about a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain. 60 to 65 degrees, your afternoon temperature. This morning, we're hanging out here between 48 and 53 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
53 degrees at our nation's capital at 1259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's Saturday morning. It is the weekend, April 27th. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up in the 1 a.m. hour Saturday for you, pro-Palestinian protests locally at GW University continue this morning as some demonstrators are threatened with suspension.
What do small business owners think of the new National Harbor curfew? I'm Matt Koufax.
Also on WTOP this morning.
Months after a flash flood killed 10 dogs, a D.C. agency's after-action report is released. I'm Kate Ryan.
First week of former President Trump's criminal trial in the books. We'll take a look back at what the week was like. Day of gains on Wall Street Friday. Good morning, 1 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A strong tornado damaged hundreds of structures in Omaha, Nebraska, Friday afternoon. KOLN-TV reporter John Grinvalds describes the destruction.
There's debris all around. There are cars that were picked up and thrown over here, scattered pieces of metal all twisted around. There's a lot of first responders who came out here, departments all around the area.
Twisters also hit Oklahoma and Texas. Injuries were reported, but no deaths thus far. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations are roiling college campuses across the country. It all started at Columbia University in New York City, where the protests are still ongoing. CBS's Michael George was there.
Columbia is working to regain control by keeping outsiders out. Security is now checking IDs to make sure only students and staff can get in.
It was a different scene at Ohio State overnight. At least three people, including a graduate student, were arrested after setting up an encampment near the Student Union Center. Video posted on social media Thursday showed officers tearing down tents at Emory University in Georgia.
The testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker dominated the first week of former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Correspondent Willie James Inman has a summary.
During testimony for the prosecution this week, Pecker described how he helped conceal potentially damaging stories about Trump during the 2016 election. The defense argued that the practice known as catch and kill was not unusual and that there were similar alleged arrangements with other celebrities, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods, and Mark Wahlberg. But when he was asked by prosecutors whether there was a difference with Trump, did you suppress stories to help a presidential candidate? Yes, Pecker said.
The Biden administration has again delayed a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes. It says immense feedback is the reason why.
Health organizations favor the ban, but the ACLU warns it would, quote, disproportionately impact people of color and prioritize criminalization over health. Lisa Lacaze, president of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, sees it this way.
We think the data should be the most important thing, and the voice that's really being listened to right now is the tobacco industry.
Menthol cigarettes are heavily marketed to black communities and are appealing to teenagers. It's not known how long a final decision will take. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The United Auto Workers reached a deal with Daimler Truck in North Carolina, averting a strike. More than 7,000 employees will get 25% raises. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car Fitzgerald Subaru Gaithersburg and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
WTOP at 104. It's Saturday morning, April 27th. It's the weekend. Welcome in. Mostly cloudy, chilly, 48 to 52 for the low by daybreak, says Veronica. We're at 53 in Washington now. We do indeed. Thank you for taking us along for your early weekend 1 a.m. hour ride this Saturday morning. Topping the stories we're following for you as we ride into this weekend together. We begin this hour with protests against the war in Gaza ongoing on the campus of George Washington University continuing this Saturday morning. Now, what we know as of midnight here at WTOP, several protesters have apparently pitched tents on H Street between 20th and 21st. The student-run newspaper, known as the GW Hatchet, is also reporting that seven students at least have been suspended and charged with nine counts of misconduct in connection to their involvement in those earlier protests that formed an encampment. In a statement this weekend, the university confirms that several students have, in fact, been notified of suspension. The school further says any student who remains in university yard may be placed on temporary suspension and administratively barred from campus altogether. In the meantime, we're learning here at WTOP this morning from the Washington Post that D.C. police apparently rejected pleas from GW officials to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators out of their encampment on university yard Friday morning. Police reportedly telling the university at that time they were very concerned about the optics of a move like that against a small number of peaceful protesters. Stick with WTOP. We'll keep you updated. The Anti-Defamation League says it fully supports, meantime, those demonstrations on college and university campuses across the country, but draws the line at anti-Semitic signs and slogans, which it says have been on display fully at GW and elsewhere in recent weeks. Anti-Semitic incidents last year in the U.S. were up 140% from the previous year.
We've been urging for months that we are seeing this increase of anti-Israel rhetoric. It's not just people who are criticizing the Israeli government. They are blaming Jews as a whole on a global basis. And while speech of Israel, you know, can be critical in many ways, and you can be supportive of the humanitarian crisis, you can't have threats, intimidation, and harassment. And I think that's part of what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of uneducation, of not understanding the conflict in the Middle East and the true history. But we're also seeing a lot of conspiracy theories, which is where a lot of anti-Semitism comes from. And we're seeing anti-Zionism specifically targeting the Jewish community.
Meredith Weisel is D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League, joining us earlier on WTOP. Now, the youth curfew at National Harbor has now been in effect for a couple of hours. Kids 16 and younger cannot, heads up, be alone on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday nights. They must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. WTOP's Matt Koufax was out there last night speaking with small business owners about how they think the curfew will affect things going forward.
Hopefully it will help. I believe it will.
Late night fighting, looting, yelling, and vandalism. These are just a few things small business owners are hoping the new juvenile curfew in National Harbor will fix.
It's been really hard because I've literally had people inside of the store ready to purchase. It's like, I'll come back tomorrow. The security guard got jumped last week, so.
One small business owner whose shop is just off American Way and wished to remain anonymous told me teens loitering late night outside her store is affecting sales. And while she knows the curfew is temporary,
what does a permanent solution look like in your mind?
The parents being fined. I think they should be held accountable.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
New this morning on WTOP, five people are apparently in the hospital this weekend morning Saturday after being shot inside a nightclub in Northwest D.C. It happened last night, late 11:30 p.m. on Connecticut Avenue in the DuPont Circle area Friday night. Police say five people were wounded, hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Officers also detained three people they believe are connected to the shooting. A gun was also recovered at the scene. Police say the area is secure and there is no further threat to the community this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. Glad you're with us here at WTOP to start your day. Time now is 108.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning to Robert Workman with us in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dean. There is still police presence near DuPont Circle along Connecticut Avenue, so if you're driving in that area, it's going to be slow. Follow their direction. Slow going on the Beltway in both directions just south of the American Legion Bridge because of construction on the Interloop. They just finished another 10-minute stoppage of all traffic. You'll get by single file to the left, and it is very slow north of Route 7 heading up towards the George Washington Parkway and the American Legion Bridge. On the outer loop, traffic gets by single file to the right. It's slow about the length of the bridge heading down towards Georgetown Pike. But up ahead, there is also a crash. After you get all your lanes back, there's a crash just past the exit for the westbound Dulles Toll Road, and that is in the roadway along the right side. So look sharp through there. Looks like a tractor trailer involved in that one. Authorities also checking the inbound Cabin John Parkway at the ramp to the inbound Clara Barton Parkway for a crash. So coming off of the Beltway, off of the River Road interchange, and going in towards Glen Echo, you may see some emergency response. On the Beltway through Springfield and over towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, your lanes are reported open. No issues to report on I-95 between the Springfield interchange and Dale City, and continuing down towards Fredericksburg. Still some road work westbound on I-66 through the Roslyn Tunnel and out towards Glebe Road. One lane is maintained through there. Looks like maybe a crash on the eastbound Southeast-Southwest Freeway, 695, just after the exit for the 3rd Street Tunnel, but before you get to the ramp to South Capitol Street. Watch for the emergency response. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining room, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
Mostly cloudy to cloudy skies on your Saturday. Temperatures starting out cool, 48 to 53 degrees, and it is going to be a cool afternoon with scattered showers around the area. Not a washout day, but from time to time, a little wet weather late morning through the afternoon. 60 to 65, your high temperature this Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
53 degrees in our nation's capital, 1 a.m. hour, Saturday morning, April 27th, brought to you on WTOP This Morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 110. We bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
The Fed's best inflation gauge shows it rose again in March, now running at 2.8%. Hughes Network Systems has opened a big manufacturing facility at Montgomery College right on its campus that will also serve students. Elon Musk is now the richest man again at $184 billion. Mark Zuckerberg's net worth fell to $154 billion. The Dow finished Friday session up 154 points. The Nasdaq up 316. That was 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Seems one particular airline is having some trouble these days. We will explain in depth coming right up on WTOP. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. It's 1:11.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
You're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills, build towards retirement by contributing to a pension, and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
It's Saturday, April 27th. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. We finally made it. If you're just joining us, mostly cloudy, chilly this overnight, early morning. If you're headed out, grab that jacket. 48 to 52 for the actual low by daybreak, according to Veronica. We're at 53 in Washington right now. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this morning. 1:13, the time now on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
Southwest Airlines is having some trouble right now this weekend. It has announced a multi-million dollar loss for the first quarter of the year, cutting services well to four different airports. Despite all that, though, the no-frills airline is proposing something revolutionary for its brand anyway, a first-class section. This morning, to flesh it out, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone explains why Southwest is struggling.
All of the airlines are struggling all of a sudden. One is fuel costs. You feel it when you fill up your car. Jet fuel, when they're putting a lot of fuel into 737, that adds up. They've got labor costs and new contracts that they've been negotiating. So $231 million is the loss for Southwest this quarter. American Airlines, $312 million. They blame it on fuel and labor costs. Add to all of that, especially for Southwest and United, Boeing slowing down the deliveries of the 737 MAX and some other aircraft type. They're not going to have the number of planes that they thought they were going to have. So they are shutting down pilot hiring because they won't have the planes for those pilots to fly. So there are a number of things going on here, Boeing being a big part of it, along with fuel and labor. But on the seating part of it, Southwest, in their call to investors, said, yes, this is something that they are looking at now. Customers have said that it's something that they want. They've been doing studies of customers, and maybe they want that. They may want assigned seating as well, the CEO saying.
Just to be transparent, we've been seriously studying this question around, you know, onboard seating in our cabin for a while.
And they say the studies that they're doing are shocking to them. The customer preferences change over the years, that the current model of the open seating that we all know for Southwest may be outdated. It may be something that in today's world doesn't work any longer. And he added,
but it was designed at a time when load factors were lower, and higher load factors do change the way preferences work, the operation works. And also, our customer, you know, the customer expectations change over time.
And Sean and Ann, you know, for many people, they don't want to fight 24 hours before to get that A or B boarding pass or to pay for the early bird. They just want to get an assigned seat and get it. And when it comes to first class, that is money right there for any airline. It doesn't cost the airline that much more to have a bigger seat up there, but they can charge us a whole lot more to sit there. And for airlines that have first class, most of them, they make a lot of money off of it.
But Alex, it smacks in the face of everything that we know about Southwest, the economy seating, people being able to afford it, and then people being packed like sardines in a plane. What do we do there?
Yeah, well, and we don't know what the final answer is going to be. The CEO, Bob Jordan, there saying that they're working on it, that stay tuned, that they will have more. Maybe they'll have so much backlash that they don't do it. And what would first class on Southwest look like anyway? I mean, are we talking about a meal and actual glassware and higher end drinks? Probably not. It may be more like Spirit in the bigger seat up front, where it's literally just a bigger seat and that would be about it. Or would there be more service to it? And Southwest says, look, they've evolved over the years, adding Wi-Fi, adding streaming TV on board, adding power outlets now onto their newer aircraft. Do they believe that to stay relevant against the other airlines that they've got to do it? The one thing they will not be getting rid of that they have debated over the years, they've decided right now they will not be getting rid of the two free checked bags. They've got a debate on that when the other airlines are making a combined $4 billion a year off of checked bag fees. Do they make more pulling in business by not having fees? Or would they make more by charging the fees? They say right now they think that that is an enticement for people to come to Southwest because there are no checked bag fees and that they're making more that way. But that could change down the road. Right now, though, they're not going to get rid of those.
That's ABC News correspondent Alex Stone on WTOP talking with Sean and Ann. A quick look early Saturday morning at the top stories we're following this weekend morning on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian protests continue locally this morning. Overnight, GW's campus is where it's happening, where students have formed an encampment. Donald Trump's lawyers try to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in that New York hush money trial, and the former president claims he's ready to debate President Biden. Stay tuned. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family.
May the force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
Coming right up on WTOP.
Hitting the streets with Fairfax County Police to see how they're cracking down on speeders. I'm Scott Gelman. Working on a
nightmare. You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
By the time now, Saturday morning is 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, 24-7 guaranteed. Traffic's always first for that. Good morning to a busy Robert Workman in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dean. Slow going on the inner loop of the Beltway coming up through Tyson's Corner. The work zone as you head up past the Georgetown Pike has you down to just one lane, and occasionally they stop all traffic for a few minutes at a time. They've done that a couple of times within the last hour, so it is very slow coming up from Tyson's towards the American Legion Bridge, but they will let you through for now. On the outer loop, it's a single right lane getting by, slowing just after the American Legion Bridge heading down towards the Georgetown Pike, but look sharp as you go down to the Dulles Toll Road, because there's accident cleanup down there just past the exit to go west on the toll road out towards the airport. Tractor trailer involved. At least one right lane I can see is blocked. Traffic getting by to the center and to the left. Not a great deal of volume through there, but we don't like surprises. On the ride westbound on I-66, still some road work through the Roslyn Tunnel heading out towards Glebe Road. One lane is maintained through that entire stretch. Not much volume through there right now. South on 395, you're okay off the 14th Street Bridge down towards the Beltway, and continuing on to 95 through Springfield and down towards Woodbridge. Wilson Bridge, A-OK in both directions on the Beltway. Headed out of northeast on New York Avenue or Kenilworth Avenue, you should find your lanes open onto the BWD Parkway and Route 50. Eastbound Southeast-Southwest Freeway had a little bit of congestion over near the 3rd Street Tunnel and South Capitol Street, but it looks like your lanes are now open. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
Well, clouds have been moving in, and there will be some rain this morning, some scattered showers, most of which will be late morning and going through the afternoon. Your temperature is 48 to 53 degrees with high 60 to 65. Not a washout day with this rain, but again, you'll want to have the umbrella. About a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain expected on your Saturday. Sunday, dry, mostly sunny, and more summery, 82 to 87 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Not too bad this 1 a.m. hour, Saturday morning, April 27th. We're looking at 54 degrees this morning at the Wharf in D.C. as well. Oxon Hill, a degree cooler, 53 in Sterling. And checking here to see if there have been any changes. We're at 53 in Holding in our nation's capital. This 1 a.m. hour brought to you this morning on WTOP by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Check them out. Lynn the Plumber, Heating and Air. Good morning, it's 121 on WTOP.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us. It's 1:21 on your Saturday morning.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Word this morning that a judge has ordered a local Marine Corps veteran and former militia member to stay in jail pending trial on charges he tried to make ricin, a biological toxin. 42-year-old Russell Vane of Vienna, Virginia, was arrested 2 weeks ago after authorities searched his house and found traces of ricin along with lab equipment and castor beans, which is where ricin is derived. In a laundry room, they said, is where they found it in a home he shares with his wife and two young children. Court papers show this weekend Vane came to authorities' attention apparently after an online news outlet known as News to Share reported a Virginia militia had actually severed ties with Vane because they were concerned about his actions and what they considered his loose talk about homemade explosives. Stay tuned. Turning to the roadways this morning, you may want to check yourself if you are driving in Fairfax County locally these days. Police there are cracking down on speeding and distracted driving, in case you haven't heard, through a Road Shark program. It's a traffic safety campaign. WTOP Scott Gelman is riding with an officer to see how the targeted approach is actually working to keep communities around us safe.
So one of the things we're looking for right there, right? All these vehicles are going with the speed of traffic, except for one.
The exception along Columbia Pike here in Annandale is a gold Honda CR-V that Fairfax County police officer Kevin Gare caught driving around traffic.
And they know.
The driver's getting teary-eyed as Gare approaches the car.
Writer citation, just because, you know, 16 over in a high pedestrian area is pretty not great.
Using a LIDAR gun, GARE is monitoring for egregious speeders in this 25-mile-per-hour zone with pedestrians all around. It's the second week of the department's Road Shark campaign.
And really our goal is education through enforcement.
In the first wave, almost 5,700 tickets and warnings were issued.
Our goal is to be out here and be visible, so we just want to make sure that folks are obeying the law.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The driver convicted in that local high-speed crash that killed two teen girls walking home from Oakton High School in 2022 has been given a recommended sentence by a jury of 4 years behind bars. The jury found 20-year-old Usman Shahid guilty of two counts of involuntary manslaughter earlier this week. Prosecutors say he was 18 at the time of the crash, was driving a BMW at 81 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. Yeah, back in June of 2022, it was in the summer. According to prosecution in the case, he saw a traffic light was yellow, floored it, slammed into a Toyota 4Runner that was turning left at the time. Police testified during trial the force of that crash sent his BMW off the road and onto the sidewalk where he actually hit three teen girls, killing two of them. An indictment has been handed up against a former flight attendant accused of using a cell phone to record images of youngsters in airplane laboratories.
A federal grand jury's indicted a former American Airlines flight attendant who was caught setting up a phone to record a young teen using a bathroom. 36-year-old Estes Carter Thompson from North Carolina has been in federal custody since January. Last September, on a flight to Boston, a 14-year-old girl reported he led her to a restroom in first class. But when she spotted red stickers on the underside of the toilet seat and spotted a phone, the girl captured that evidence on her cell phone, and her parents reported it to authorities. Investigators say Thompson's iCloud account contained images of four other youngsters using a plain lavatory, along with hundreds of images of child sexual abuse. Thompson faces at least 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And let's check in now once again this morning with Mr. Rob Woodford.
The Capitals' return home was not triumphant, losing 3-1 to the New York Rangers to fall into an 0-3 hole in the best-of-seven series.